Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate. I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
When the last episode ended, Two and I kind of took off running.
Yes, in a defensive maneuver.
Translation, shit scared.
Defensive.
Indeed you are. Anyway, we're somewhere in the bowels of the ship, and I'm really wishing I had another word besides bowels, but the rumbling and gurgling down here is distinctly digestive.
Oh, come on. Yuck.
Am I wrong?
No, but you're not helping.
The space is pitch black, and as far as we can tell, cavernous. We've explored the area as much as we can, and tragically, we've come to the conclusion that this is one of the few rooms on the ship that doesn't have at least one trunk overflowing with night vision goggles.
She made me explore the room, by the way. By feel.
You're the spare, dude. If you remember, Olivia is under the influence of Dr. von Habesetzer's hallucinogenic eye, as in AI, drops, and is thus even less dependable than usual. And the sandwich machines, which formerly seemed dangerous only because of the food they contained, have become even more sinister, as they apparently serve as teleporters. But when you'll be pulled in, and where you might end up, is anybody's guess.
Oh crap. A vending machine just appeared!
Don't look at it. It'll try to lure you in.
But okra and pickled tofu with whipped cream on a, gluten-free cauliflower bun. Oh, I can smell it from here. It smells disgusting, but I want it. Gimme.
Stay strong, too.
Is that... Oh, I think the crew is coming.
Crap. Didn't you say you felt some boxes we could hide behind?
Yeah, but I have no idea where. I'm all turned around.
Ugh, we're out of time. Just stand still and stay quiet.
Drop and roll!
We're not on fire at your roster.
It's never a bad practice, is all I'm saying.
Greg, get your hoof out of my mouth!
No, you think hoof and mouth is bad? A cream for this.
Sorry, everyone. Zebras mostly sleep standing up, so getting up from a down position is hard.
You're not a real zebra.
Ooh, I see butterflies.
Yeah? What kind?
Leafwing.
Agrius narcissus. Nice.
Who the hell cares? Are there ghosts in here? That's the only critter I want identified.
Hang on. We're not all here. Pippi? Dr. Theo? That stupid last tumble through the machine knocked my goggles off.
Olivia?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still hallucinating?
How the hell would I know? Have you always been a centaur?
I think you've got the hooves wrong, though.
Oh boy, that's a problem.
Is she still hallucinating? She sees butterflies for St. Hilda's sake.
That's not necessarily a hallucination. We have a bioswamp.
Have you ever seen a butterfly in our bioswamp?
Yes, I think. It had teeth.
I feel something. Or someone.
Isn't it funny how sinister a giggle in the dark can be? That you, Julie?
I was about to ask you the same question, only with Jesse at the end.
Wasn't me either.
Didn't really need to hear from you, zebra made of metal, but thanks for confirming.
Are you still touching it? Or them?
No, but I think it licked me.
Hold on. That sound came from a different spot.
Olivia, who or what is in here with us?
And how many of the boogers are there?
All the pretty fairies, covered in glitter and gold, and shining like tiny little bits of glass in the poorly signposted crossroads of my mind.
Oh, I guess that answers the still-baked question.
The centaur didn't do it for you?
Anyone else want to get the hell out of here?
Which way is the exit?
Yeah, at this point, I'm scared enough to make one of my own.
I can get behind that.
Oh, a bat is coming, my lovely butterflies. You must fly away home. Follow the doors.
Yes!
We need to evacuate.
Go, go, go.
Out of my way. Oh, God.
Yes, come on, Charles. Go, go, go. Come on.
It licked me?
Yep, and I was hoping that he would think I was a little puppy dog.
You said... What?
Eh, not my finest moment. I panicked. What can I say? But let's move on. Wait, did she say a bat is coming?
Yeah. Man, I hope those eye drops wear off soon.
Ow! Now I feel badly for every packet of soy, nut, gluten-free, raw vegetable trail mix I ever purchased from one of these monsters.
Oh. Soy, nut, gluten-free, raw vegetable trail mix sounds like its own revenge. Now, if you could perhaps get off of my wing...
Oh, yes, certainly. Certainly, pardon me. Well, your wings feel differently than I expected.
Indeed.
Well, less motorcycle jacket, more dolphin pelt.
Pelt?
Well, skin... Fur, I don't know what a dolphin wears.
Perhaps stop there, Dr. Theo. I sense a large pit at your feet.
Oh, my God. How deep is it?
Metaphorical. Though there might also be a physical one, so I'd hold still if I were you. Well, that's interesting.
That phrase used to excite the scientist within me. A few months on the Oz-9, and now it makes me want to be sick. What's interesting?
The sandwich machine just disappeared.
Well, for once, that's interesting. Sounds like good news. Or at least neutral.
We did just lose one method of escape.
One very painful and random method of escape.
Granted, but I'd be okay with that at the moment, as we're not alone.
Are there ghosts here too?
If there were, do you suppose whispering would avoid their notice? No, Dr. Theo. These organisms are quite solid.
Who's there? Joe? Julie?
Neither Joe nor Julie nor any ping that I recognize. Also, they're holding very still in hopes of not being detected. So perhaps you and I should avail ourselves of the nearest exit?
Yes, please. Whoever you are, we're just going to go now.
Oh, I assure you, Doctor. If they can hear you, they can hear me, and are thus apprised of our intentions already.
Apprised? Thus apprised, even. Oh, I feel quite lightheaded and weak-kneed suddenly. Is this swoony? I've never been on this end of a swoon.
Dr. Theo?
Yes, escape, right. Which way?
Well, I notice a slight concavity in the wall down there. It may indicate a door.
Concavity. You know, Captain Madeline once referred to a door as a sideways wall mouth. I'm sorry, my legs are trembling. I'm not sure I can run.
Would it help if I spoke stupid?
I think it might. Yes.
Very well.
We need to evacuate.
Evacuate? Here? Oh, that's disgusting.
Wow, was that you?
Of course. Mrs. Sheffield's 100% real imitation vanilla voices course was superb.
Whatever the case, that worked. Let's go.
Follow the pings.
Ow! Ouch! Do your pings really have to hurt? Ow!
Oh, pff, stop being a baby. I'm using the blunt ones.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Can I move now?
It appears we're alone. At ease.
Ow! Was this wall here all along? I don't even remember there being a wall this close.
Is there a door in it?
I don't think so. Hang on. Ooh, what's this? Ooh, wow! That's bright!
You felt your way around the room and said, "There's not much here." How exactly do you determine much?
I don't think all of this was even here before.
It just somehow, silently, appeared.
I'm telling you, I didn't feel any of this. Where do you suppose it all came from?
No idea. Doesn't look like any of it still works, though. Flip the switch on that one.
Hang on. That's just creepy.
Hall of Mirrors. Haunted Castle. Bumper cars?
Weird. All the goldfish and the ping pong ball toss are still alive. Oh, we should take these up to the swamp and let them loose.
Yeah, you do that.
I found a bucket. Stinks a bit, though. Sorry, fishes, but you'll have a lot more room in your new home. You're a pretty boy, aren't you? I'm going to call you Alfie. Hello, Alfie.
There's an entire theme park in here.
Hello, hello, hello.
Who would put a theme park on a spaceship?
Probably the same people who put an alligator in the bio swamp, idiots. Come on now, Goldie. You'll be all right. I promise. Your turn, Fred. Margaret. Now, come on. You just hang on to your peduncle. I'll get to you.
Two?
Hang on. Last fish. In you go, Simon. Swim, swim, swim. Okay, what's up?
The haunted castle. It's coming alive.
What?
I see figures moving inside. Hear the footsteps?
So, where was that door?
We have to go past the haunted castle to get to it.
Crap. Crap, 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 crap. Yep, and the vending machine is back. And it sounds like someone's about to come through. We've got to hide.
Oh, of course. Of course. Right, into the haunted castle. Go.
Please don't make me. I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
Chalfont. Right. No one presses any more sandwich buttons without my say-so.
Oi! Captain here.
Have you taught a class in chameleon circuits, colon, disguising travel devices in plain sight?
No.
Nor me. But I've watched a damn sight more Doctor Who than you, so listen up.
There's glitter in my martini.
For God's sake, don't drink it. Who knows what might happen? Remember the onion?
Olive.
Really? Damn. Now I'm gonna have to change all my inspirational post-its. How can you even see your martini?
I can't. I just see the glitter floating in space, roughly where my martini would be. Is.
Oh, those are my fairies. They're made of stardust and wood chips. Also, salsa and tiny little spoons. Meanwhile...
Ah, I see the eye drops haven't worn off. Whatever is this place we've landed in, hmm?
My God, are we... on Earth? After the apocalypse?
Feel the floor, Colin. That hum says Oz-9.
Oh, how very captainy of you. Good.
Like I keep saying.
It looks like Alton Towers after a tidal wave.
Yes, that would be Six Flags in American, Captain.
Ah, gotcha.
It's creepy. I forgot how big the Oz-9 really is. That's an entire roller coaster over there.
Was that you, Colin?
What? I'm standing right here.
Mrs. S., did you scream?
Yes, I'm starting to see why we continually bump into planets. Have you had your aural depth perception checked?
Hey, now! Let's not talk about my aural anything in mixed company.
Do you know, if we added up all the time I spent gape-jawed and sputtering in disbelief over something you've said, I imagine it would be days, possibly weeks.
Aw, that's super nice, Mrs. S., but maybe not now.
Something screamed! Are we going to investigate or run? I know which I prefer, but I am trying to be more leet-like.
Right, well, we can investigate now or bid adieu to a decent night's sleep from now on. What say you, eh?
Oh, there's a pair of meanwhiles in the haunted castle, so don't go in there.
I have no idea what that means, but it feels like sound advice. Could that scream have been Le Bichon Frise?
Oh, freeze. Yeah, you're not making this rescue or run decision any easier, Colin.
It came from the direction of the Tilt-A-Whirl. Come on. Captain, whatever are you doing?
I'm being stealthy. I thought you were some sort of super spy. You don't recognize stealthy?
Oh, yes, I do. That's not it.
Mon Dieu!
That's Frise. However, did he get off his shuttle?
Gobbled up like a snack. F2 he was. Sardines and sour cream.
That doesn't sound too awful for once.
And strawberries.
Ah, there it is.
Hush. I hear something.
He's over here, under a giant teacup.
Oh, goodness, he's had a fright. Pull yourself together, boy. What's happened?
He's panicking. Ooh, can I slap him?
You're very keen. Give him a minute.
Fine.
Come on, freeze. Tighten your girdle, boy.
I love the cheese.
What's got your knickers in a twist?
That sounds like he's wearing a lot of underwear.
I really think slapping would be more effective.
I'm game.
Phantom!
Phantom? 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 What is that in English?
Really?
What?
Where did you see the ghost?
Ghost?
And how did he get here from his shuttle?
One interrogation at a time, eh, Colin? Or it won't be just the olive that is stuffed.
Fine.
Does anyone want a biscuit?
Right. Pay attention, Alphonse.
Yeah, Baba.
Look into my eyes. Look deeply. You're safe now.
You're joking.
Colin?
Yes?
Have you ever been on a death wheel?
No. Is that one of the rides in here?
It could be.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Phantom! Phantom!
Ooh, biscuit. Don't mind if I do. Perhaps just a nibble. I am trying to cut down.
Phantom!
Yes, so you've said. Look in my eyes, Alphonse. I'm going to count to 7. By the time I reach 7, you'll be calm and content. All right?
Oh, God, who counts to 7? Isn't 5 enough?
He's terribly frightened. Shush! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Alphonse, come up a layer or two. There's a down.
I will assassin you!
Yes, perhaps later. What happened to make you so afraid?
I saw a ghost!
How would you translate déjà vu? Already seen? Seen before? Only you're gonna need to know in a minute.
Where was this ghost? On your shuttle?
No. I was on my shuttle all snugly and ready for my tea when my machine du sandwich started singing to me.
You have a sandwich machine on your shuttle.
Shh. Go on.
My lightning quick reflexes leapt into action and I nearly shattered the glass. But I was able to pull back at the last moment and I looked straight into the machine and I dared it to attack. But it only sat and hummed at me. And then somebody cut my eyeballs.
The ghost?
A sandwich.
Well, obviously.
Ooh, a big surprise is coming.
Turkish delight and pickle on rye. Ugh, disgusting. But also, I want it. Want it.
Do you remember the key combination, Alphonse?
But of course. It's quivering there. My sandwich. Just at the end of F2. Ready to fall into my waiting hands. Oh, I desire it. I hunger for it and it for me. I want only to tear off it.
Yes, well.
Don't stop now.
But before my sandwich can tumble into my waiting hands, eager to be tasted, the glass opens like a mouth and swallows me whole. I am falling, falling, falling. And finally, the madness is stopping, and the machine, it yawns again and poof, poof.
What?
I am in a dark place. So dark. It is not my shutter. And then, there is a glow, and a smell, fwah, horrible, of death. I am coiled, ready to strike.
And leap under a giant teacup.
Colin, I will not ask you again. Listen, I taught a course in how to silence troublesome onlookers at an interrogation, and apparently just assembling the prop list sent 4 teaching assistants into therapy, all right, hey?
Very soon now.
Very well. Just hurry it up.
The apparition. It approaches me. Oh, the stench. It is too much. I am overwhelmed.
Yes, all right. I did warn you.
Goodness, what a tightly wound bunch.
She leans close to me. She is so close. Too close.
Do be quiet. Is that accent meant to be French?
What the hell are you doing back?
Hello, Horace. Good to see you again.
We've whipped you.
Oh, I remember. You'd be surprised what sticks in the old memory.
So am I to understand that you know each other?
The smell. She is almost making me to puke.
Good.
Yes, we've quite gotten the point. Thank you.
I open my eyes, and suddenly it is there. Horrible and pale. I see.
The ghost of Lady Nibblebiscuit. Yes, we know.
Well, I suppose you can wake up now, Freeze.
Rude.
You are a bit of a shock, Lucretia.
Just a man wearing a tuxedo at 8 a.m. Really, Horace. Who are these other people?
Clara Sheffield, Lady Nibblebiscuit.
Neville Bickford, actually. Horace here and I go back a piece, and old nicknames are a bastard to shake, hey, horrible?
Rather.
Why, are we having conversations with these...
Mind your manners, young man. I'm not without resources.
Uh-huh. So, may I ask how you're here, having been MRDR'd, it seems, as well as Fripp?
First of all, my death had nothing to do with the murder protocol. If you remember, I was in Pod Bay 3, which bypassed all that mess. No, I was murdered the old-fashioned way.
My God! By whom?
I suspected Brother Alistair, if you remember. But I did my test haunt at his house, and his grief was touchingly real.
So, test haunt?
Indeed. Apparently, even life comes with a quiz at the end.
Go away! Poof poof!
Is she covered in mushrooms?
Ah, of course. She's part of the hallucination.
Hallucination? How fun! Well, now that I'm back, I do think I might stick around.
Can you do that?
No, you cannot stay. You're icky.
I was murdered. I'd quite like to figure out why and by whom. You can help.
None. This must not be.
Oh, I think I'll stay and you will help me solve my murder. Oh, you'll join me.
Did you have to do your Lady Macbeth voice? It's much scarier coming from a ghost.
Oh, please don't do that again. I'd be running with him, only I hate him more than I'm scared of you.
It is so much fun. I did the same to Alistair's horrid little wife through her bathroom mirror, and she wet herself.
Lucretia!
Oh, she was already in her bathroom. It wasn't much of a cleanup.
What the hell is Freeze doing?
Is that a bumper car?
He's trying to escape in a bumper car.
He's not very clever, is he?
So, you're not gonna go away?
Not until my murder is solved, dear.
Right. Well, in that case, we'd best call in reinforcements.
Can't we wrap this up? We're well over the writer's usual 3,500 words and my new heffalump needs to go out.
Baked.
To the gills.
And you're all harshing my buzz.
Very well. It's a bit of a limp cliffhanger, but I suppose it'll have to do. Perhaps this will help spice it up. No one on this ship sleeps until my mystery is solved.
That would be for me.
Oh, no!
Meanwhile...
So... Now what?
No clue. This feels... incomplete.
Awkward. Shall we ride the roller coaster?
I'd be game for that.
Oops, safe.
Bumper cars! Last one ends in avocado yogurt.
Ooh, dibs on the green one!
Someone bumper should cars, probably bump Freeze loose.
What is that? No.
Two. We need to do the credits. We're late. Are you in here? Two.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! with episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.